You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For City Counselling this week, I spoke with Waitakere Councillor Shane Henderson. Shane spoke in depth about the consultation process for the Council's integrated transport plan, as well as about the submission process for the Auckland City Council budget. I began by asking Shane what sort of feedback he has been receiving in the Waitakere area on the budget. Budget submissions are in, and Waitakere residents, as well as those in Henderson and Massey, have had their say. 69% in Henderson and Massey and 78% in Waitakere ranges support rate increases and or debt to cover some or all of the costs. What does this tell you?
Yeah, so I think people are speaking loud and clear in West Auckland, and actually across Auckland, that people want us to protect their public services as best they can, that the level of cuts that were proposed in the budget was not something people were prepared to stomach. And they're even expecting us to try and find some revenue to cover those costs. So that will be a challenge for us going forward, but as councillors, we'll talk about how that works.
And how are things with councillors, given these submissions that are coming in? I'm assuming you're going through all the data and seeing how Aucklanders feel. And yeah, as you say, it's across Auckland, there's been quite a bit of pushback. What are councillors saying? What are you talking about when you're discussing these matters?
Yeah, so the process for us is we're going through workshops now where we're analysing that feedback and analysing that data in all sorts of different ways. From there, councillors are getting together and we're actually having some fairly cordial and really positive discussions about how to get through the situation because, you know, it's possibly the biggest budget that Auckland's ever seen and certainly a tough one because at the end of the day, councils are legally required to cover their costs and so we need to figure out how to do that. So, you know, it's very positive, but at the same time, we're not quite sure how it's going to look in terms of the rates or a debt balance yet, what we're doing with the airport shares. It's all still up in the air a little bit, but we're voting on it next month, so we've still got a bit of time to talk about it.
And speaking of rates, the deadline has been extended for rates relief for those affected by the recent natural disasters. Who is eligible for this?
Yeah, so anyone that has a stick at home, so be it red, yellow, or white even, from the storms or the cyclone, you're eligible to apply. So put your submission in, put your feedback in, your form, and we will assess that based on need and based on kind of the criteria of how damaged the house was, those kinds of things. So, you know, it's council's way of chipping in a little bit. It's not going to be enough to cover people's costs in the long term, but it's just a gesture to say, look, we're with you. We want to help out and be part of the solution.
And speaking of the disasters that we recently had up here, the road to Piha is set to open tomorrow, but given all this rain around, I was just wondering, has there been any more damage out that way, and is that still set to reopen tomorrow?
Yeah, no damage so far that I've been informed, although we are constantly monitoring the geotech reports, constantly monitoring land stability. So if there is any changes, then we'll broadcast that far and wide. And my advice to everyone is just jump on the Auckland Emergency Management website. That's a really good start. They've also got Facebook, Twitter, those kinds of things. At this stage, it's still set to reopen, but we are constantly monitoring the situation.
And reopening, what does that mean? Does that mean that anyone from the general public can head out to Piha?
Yeah, it does mean that, although I will caution people that it's still a sensitive area where people are still recovering from a horrible and traumatic situation, both mentally and kind of physically and financially as well. So I just advise respect and caution. And I would say, look, if you don't need to head out there, it's getting a bit colder anyway, then maybe think about staggering your journey a little bit later on in the year. But if you do want to head out, then it will still be open.
Also this week, and it's been happening for a while, there's the consultations for the integrated transport plan. What is this and why is it important for Aucklanders to have a say on this plan?
Yeah, so the integrated transport plan is basically a plan for Aucklanders and how they want to get around in the future. So we all have opinions and gripes and, you know, we all see the need for a much better transport system for Auckland going forward. And that's the kind of all mode because we've got to try and break this congestion beast as best we can. My advice to submitters is first of all, definitely do submit, get your feedback in. And also tell us about the things that we could be building or doing quicker or better so that we can meet those needs and break that congestion. I mean, example, the northwestern area is in transport poverty and could probably need something better, even more permanent than an interim busway situation there. That's just an example where maybe light rail or some form of rapid transit would be really, really important. That's just an example of the kind of thing that you could submit.
And what are residents out in your electorate saying? Because I know there's a huge amount of development and a lot of new housing and a lot of population moving out that way. What sort of needs are the residents talking about when it comes to all transport, not just public transport, but all forms of transport?
Yeah, let me tell you guys, Henderson Massey, that area, which is most suburban West Auckland, has taken on the most number of resource consents in the last 12 years on council. So there's plenty of building going on, and, you know, Westies are welcoming people. We understand why people would want to live in such a beautiful place. But it is having real consequences for things like our transport system. So, you know, we're desperate for solutions, desperate for permanent, long-lasting solutions like they have in Northern Busway and North Shore. That's the kind of thing that we desperately need. And, you know, residents out our way are really feeling the frustration that comes with all the transport situation that we have.
And is it also, when we're talking about the integrated transport plan, not just commuting around the city, is it also how local neighbourhoods and things like that plan their transport?
Yeah, local neighbourhoods are actually a big part of, I think, any integrated transport plan. One of the biggest sort of areas that we've got to work on is getting our kids to school, right? I'm a young father myself, and we need to make it safer for kids to walk and cycle to school in a lot of these neighbourhoods. So how do we do that? How does that look to a local community? That's the kind of thing that we want to hear about.
That was Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.